Welcome to the Handyman Hustle. Motivate, elevate, educate you and your handyman hustle. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to another episode of the Handyman Hustle. My hope is that you are gaining as much knowledge as I am in creating these episodes for you. Please share your feedback by leaving a comment or your insights on how I can improve these episodes to better depict the information that you need. As always, you can contact me directly at information, that is completely spelled out, information@josephthehandyman.net. On today's episode, I want to discuss what are some of the things you should avoid while speaking with a client, whether this is at their home, their commercial property, a rental property. You want to avoid these things to give you the best possible chance of having success with your client. Number one, profanity. When speaking with a client, you want to avoid using cuss words in your language. This can completely turn off the customer and actually create a negative image and perception about you and your services. This can also lead to bad reviews, and it can turn a good customer into a really bad customer really quickly. I find that elderly and people who have children are especially sensitive to those who use foul language in front of them. Try to avoid doing this so you can have the most success in helping and depicting what type of professional you are while you're performing that service or giving them a bid. Number two, be on time. If you tell a customer that you are going to arrive within a certain appointment window and you're late without calling or without texting, that's another way that can deter you from achieving the goal you want to achieve. Your customer can become irritable because no one likes their time wasted. If you are going to run late, reach out to the client. Let them know what's going on. Most people are going to be understanding to the situation. So please communicate those things properly to avoid turning a good customer into a bad customer. Number three, if you say you're going to do something, follow through. So many times when I'm dealing with customers, I have heard this, that we're walking into a situation where maybe the job was started by someone else, and now they called us to finish it because the person who they originally hired to do the work is not returning their phone call, not answering their text messages. They've left them voicemails and they don't get back to them. They promised they would do it one way, and all of a sudden now they can't get a hold of them. Or you sold the project, but for some reason, the items that they requested or the type of work you were originally going to do is now changing. And instead of consulting with them, you went ahead and just did that without their approval. And so now they feel as though maybe there was a miscommunication somewhere when you really should have stopped what you're doing and talked with them first. So these things that we tend to do sometimes because we're just working at a fast pace or we're just trying to get the job done right for them, we overthink those things and we forget about the most important thing, which is communication. And make sure if you're telling your customer that you're going to do something for them, make sure you're following through. And if for whatever reason you can't, make sure that you're communicating that with them. Number four, avoid using your cell phone while you're in front of your client. Nothing can irritate a customer more than them feeling as though you don't care about what they have to say to you, that their opinion doesn't matter, or that you don't respect them enough by giving them the proper attention that they deserve. When I know a lot of us tend to run a business very tight, where you are responsible for the bids, the work, and time is of the essence. It doesn't take much but to put your phone in your pocket on silent, you know, and leave it there for 10 to 15 minutes while you communicate with your client. That not will only show them courtesy and respect, but in return, if you are the one with the roles reversed and somebody was out to give you an estimate or do a job for you and they were on their phone, I think you would feel the same way. So avoid being on your phone, answering text messages, you know, telling the customer to hold on, you got another call coming in. That will definitely demean all the value that you have brought to the table, everything that you're doing can come to a halt by disrespecting the customer to that level. So avoid that by any means and give them the attention that they deserve. This concludes this episode of the Handyman Hustle. Do what you love, love what you do to stay motivated, educated, to elevate you and your handyman hustle. Until we speak again.